Vote for a left, fighting PCS leadership. Marion Lloyd, PCS Union National Executive Committee member, personal capacity, and PCS Left Unity Chair. On the 19th of April, ballot papers for the PCS Executive Committee elections will be posted out. Many members can be expected to vote soon after their ballot papers arrive. It is vital that local reps act quickly to persuade members to vote for the Democracy Alliance slate. Members of the 90 branches that nominated the Democracy Alliance should be approached to vote for the Democracy Alliance slate. Even if a branch did not nominate the Democracy Alliance slate, branch committees can still recommend this slate to members. Leaflets explaining the Democracy Alliance record and program are available. These should be used in offices where possible, or by leafleting outside offices. Left Unity activists have been sent a ballot pack containing guidelines on how to maximize the vote for Democracy Alliance candidates. That pack also contains materials to use to help make recommendations. More information can be found at leftunity.org.uk. The PCS left leadership is one of the most consistent and effective critics of the Tories austerity program. We have launched the pay protest and campaign against the pay cap. Linked with this are efforts to persuade the Trade Union Congress and other public sector unions to take joint coordinated action on pay to scrap the cap. Continued support for these policies rely on the re-election of the Democracy Alliance leadership. Chris Bohr, PCS Assistant General Secretary, personal capacity, says, "I urge PCS members to support Democracy Alliance candidates in the 2018 President, Vice Presidents and Executive Committee election. The Democracy Alliance leadership has delivered for members in the workplace and at group and national level. A strong and democratically accountable union is required to meet the challenges we face. This is best achieved by voting the Democracy Alliance slate." President Janice Godrich, DWP Clydeside and Argyll Vice Presidents Jackie Green, Modge Bradford, Fran Heathcote, DWP Northumbria and Tyneside, Sutter Holborn, Beast London North, Kevin McHugh, HMRC Benton Parkview, National Executive Committee Mark Baker, DCLG Bristol and Southwest, John Jamieson, Registers of Scotland, Ian Pope, DWP Clydeside and Argyll, Paula Brown, HSE National Branch, Tahi Latif, Nats CTC, Innit Rochester, DWP Birmingham North, Clive Bryant, HMRC Worthing, Neil License, HMRC Yorkshire and North, Lynx Allison Road, Emodge HQ Branch, Martin Kavanagh, DWP Wirral, Marion Lloyd, Beast Scotland and North of England, Dave Simple, DWP Greater Glasgow, Harvey Crane, HMRC Anglia, Dominic McFadden, HMRC Intelligence and Investigation, Steve Thorley, CPS East Midlands, Alan Dennis, Mod DSG South Central, John McKinley, DWPHQ London, Candy Udwin, CMSOA National Gallery, Felicity Flynn, Modge Kenny McKay, H Services Glasgow, Karen Watts, Modge Wessex, Angela Grant, DWP Wirral, John Maguire, Modge Greater Manchester, Hector Wesley, HMRC Euston Tower, Sam Hall, DWP Highlands and Islands, Lorna Mary, HMRC London HQ, Catherine Williams, DWPSE Wales, Austin Harney, Modge Associated Offices, Marion Owens, HMRC South Wales R&C, Paul Williams, DFT Nottingham Branch,